We've been discussing a new dating trend where you allow your mom to run your dating profile, and it's been split. You know, people saying, I mean, for most part, people saying no, but some people saying yes. Now, Katie, would you let your mom run your dating profile if you were single?
I would. My mom and I, yes, we're very, much like Rachel was saying, our family is so open and outgoing and honest. And my mom would be like, oh, he's cute. You know, and then I think that she would get to the nitty gritty right away.
Yeah.
She would be asking the questions that maybe would take some time or that maybe you're not so comfortable asking, not in a,
derogatory.
Yeah. Like not, or a demeaning way or a scary way. She would just get to it. She would just get to the meat of it. Like, who are you? And also she would take into consideration things like family members,
right?
And you know, tradition, like that sort of thing.
Yes,
like
if be more comprehensive.
If you get up and you run 5Ks on the holidays, my mom's gonna say
you're out.
You're not for her.
Get out of here.
You don't have much in common.
If you're sober, out.
Right. If you yes, I mean, you know, she would get to it.
If you're a hard R, maybe in.
Maybe,
but don't talk about.
Probably not. Also, I would absolutely love to run my sons one day and my daughters. To be honest,
yeah,
I would love.
Gosh,
just because. I would get to it.
Yeah.
I would just weed them out.
Oh, yeah.
Weed them out, weed them out, weed them out.
My mom would be like, have you been to church every day for your whole life? They're like, no. They're like, out. No, no. She'd be fair. But Jason Goodman, would you let your mom run your dating profile if you were single?
Well, the main reason why I wouldn't is because she would definitely take in a lot of the personality part of it.
And, oh, my God.
Disgusting. Your mother's disgusting.
Oh, that's so shocking. But,
why would she do that?
What?
I think she would factor that too much. And for me and most guys, you can say what you want. It's all about the look at first.
At
how
first.
Hot the person is. So there could be, and you know how I like a little touch of trash. She's going to see.
Carol, he loves you so much.
I said a touch of trash.
I know.
Not trash,
no,
a touch.
I know. I'm just clarifying.
Do you think Carol has a touch of trash?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's
does
why
she have more than a touch of trash?
Some days.
She's been refined. Everyone, I guess, can have a touch of trash.
Sure, but does she share in that sentiment? Does
no,
she
doesn't think that.
Yeah, I didn't think she does.
But just from being in Virginia Beach itself, if you've ever been there.
You're born with it.
Yeah, you're born with it. You're born
Virginia Beach, born with a touch of trash.
It's like when you... Like, it's like you're all nice, and then you go into the club, and the song comes on. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Anyways, I like
Beach
a
too,
touch
yeah.
of trash. And so, if you have a hot girl, say you have a hot smoking girl that's just smoking hot, but she looks very classy, not for me.
Oh.
If you have a hot smoking girl with a touch of trash, there's a lot why that's so attractive. But yes, physically, it's attractive. Plus, you don't have to worry and be so perfect when you're having sex. You can actually do a little trashy stuff while you're doing it, too. And then that's what my mom would think. Oh, my gosh, that's too much. She's too. That's just. Oh, I don't like that tattoo on her. Ooh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So I don't need that. I need hot as hell, and we'll see if I can tolerate you. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay. Would your mom ask their political affiliation?
Just to let you know, I'm okay with either side on that.
He is,
but just
politically
just for
homeless.
You to know, just for so you to know, would she
quiz.
Ask?
She may.
What if it's a far, far opposite of you,
like a radical?
Yeah,
I don't want radical on either side.
What if she's the hottest in, but still had purple hair or blue hair, but was hot?
There's nobody hot with purple hair or blue. That's the start.
And he says he's either way.
Yeah, right. I am. I don't like the haircut. I barely like redheads. No offense.
Oh,
right,
I see what you're saying.
Oh my God, offending everyone on the program.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody, I will tell you this: if somebody is smoking ridiculously hot. That it's just like, I could never get this in real life. This is just the stars align.
Yeah.
Not now, because I'm married. But even if the person was a hard other way politically, I could deal with it.
Mm.
You know what? Oddly enough, Jason, I know this is shocking to you. Stephanie, I don't know what she is.
How?
Because we don't talk about it.
I would ask that on the first date.
Of
no.
Of course you would. And that's why you wouldn't get a second.
Yeah. I
not if we're alike, we do.
Maybe.
You're taking a big chance.
Yeah, you're taking a huge chance.
Well, all as I would have to say is, independent. What are you?
Yeah. Well,
she's kind of like Pat from SNL. Like, she hasn't said anything one way or another that makes me think, and we don't talk about it at all.
Don't you feel like that's
oh my gosh.
Pretty normal?
Yeah, no. It is normal.
Pretty normal in real life. Yes, it is.
I don't care. Oh, yeah.
On social media, everybody thinks that it's like, you got to like put your opinions out there. But when you're just walking into the grocery store, you're not talking to normal people like that.
Right. No. But if you're on I can definitely see, you know, they always say on the first dates, don't talk about this. Don't talk about past relationships. Don't talk about it. I think that's the time to talk about it. Just get out of the way, and if you agree and it all lines up, you're good to go.
I think you just see if they're a good person.
Yes, and if
and
it
you
comes
get along.
Up naturally.
Well, we know if they're a good person, depending what side of the political.
See, this is why I can't.
In my long-term relationships, only, I mean, this would be, my fourth as an adult, like long, well, it's not long-term yet, but could be, is three not political at all,
mm-hmm.
and then one wasn't, and now is like, we'll go marching every day if she mm-hmm. wanted to.
If
that's fine.
If she could. Yeah.
Totally opposite, Heather.
And,
she's open about it.
And
yeah.
she's passionate about it.
Based on Katie's personality, if we didn't know anything about her looks and it was just the personality and we were associating, there's no way in hell that I would ever date her after the first date.
The feeling is 100% mutual.
Oh, you don't have to copy me.
I'm not.
Get your own thing.
It's okay, how about I wouldn't in 1,000 years touch you with a 10-foot pole?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Nope.
But
what about if he's wearing a hat?
Nope.
What if he never talked?
Nope.
We're not talking. I said personality, not
nope.
physically.
Yeah, that's the part I hate about you the most.
That is the rudest. Oops.
Who fired first?
That is the.
You fired
that's
first.
Some messed up.
Shh.
No, that's messed up.
You fired first. No,
all I said is basically shocked. We wouldn't be compatible
right.
with personality.
Exactly.
You just took it to a whole nother level for
right.
no reason.
I had to because you said don't copy me, so then I just had to be like exactly what I felt.
So you just have to be because
moment.
You're spiteful. That's all.
I can't help it that I am 100% who I am on the air.
You're just spiteful.
That's who I am.
That's so rude.
It's not spiteful. It was just, hey. It's just the truth. I'm just being honest.
Facts over feelings, Jason.
Just being honest.
I think it was like half of Katie's personality.
Don't be backtracking now. No,
you're so rude. It's no half of mine. You're so rude. I would like when she talks about food, when she talks about wine, when she talks... When she starts talking about common sense things,
oh, here we go now. That's all he's got. That's
well,
all he's got.
It's not. That's the truth.
You don't have common sense. You almost got hit by a damn bus when we were in Savannah.
Well, thank you for
I
saving.
I saved your life.
And that was a
she
few
did save
years
your
ago.
Life.
So I'm still here.
I don't care. I saved your life.
I'm
you
still
could
here.
Easily not me.
That's the minute. After yeah. a year of that,
most
then you got to go.
Most people with common sense look both ways, left, right, left. Check it out.
I'm talking about common sense. What's going on in the world?
Oh right, yeah. Because you didn't even know what politics were. I don't know. 4 years ago?
No, about
until
2016.
Yeah.
2016.
Like, now,
that's a long time now.
What
Republican?
Happened in 2016?
No, I started realizing about it, honestly, when I started seeing, what in the hell did that last guy do with the money into Iran? So I was like, this isn't right. That's when. So you're looking at a long time
like
now,
10 years.
Katie.
Okay, you
and
need
then
to write
I realized.
Down, like 100 tallies for
that's
Jason
when I
today.
Realized. Yeah. Katie doesn't have common sense.
Oh, because we don't agree with you. And
no.
this coming from someone who says he should have control over the way you spend your money.
Right,
that's,
right, right.
That's coming
What's
from
What's funny
you.
About Katie, besides her being so rude right now, is the fact that she doesn't even see this. This drives me crazy about her.
Great.
She doesn't see that a lot of times we're saying the same thing and agreeing, but she like kind of twists it like we're against each
Jason,
other on that.
This is you.
No,
that
that's
you. You're describing yourself.
It is not.
Yes. That
Back
is your,
me up, Jared.
He can't.
Not on this one.
He can't.
No way. Are you kidding me?
You say stuff. I'm like, that's what you do.
That's what
are
you
talking about? No. On a political level.
Yeah. No, I can agree with you on some
yes,
of those things.
I'm
where
like, you're saying the same thing I am, but you're just trying to make a fight
no,
out of nothing.
No, I'm not making a fight out of anything. First of all, you don't participate in any of the conversations because you know that you don't have a leg to stand on.
Okay.
It's
Katie,
true.
That's not
and
right.
Also,
I do too. I constantly do, but now I've realized it's not worth arguing with you because it doesn't change anything.
Because he can.
I can.
I would say Jason now can.
Yes.
Because he comes in and tells me stuff. I'm like, what? I don't like him keeping up with the news
at
all.
I'm so OCD on it that if I did that, you would go stomping out of here crying. I don't want to make you feel that low.
You are the biggest snowflake on the program. You can't handle the truth.
Absolutely.
You can't.
I've changed my way of debating, and I just know it doesn't.
When did that start?
Because you know what? The things I'm going to be saying, you're just not agree. It's not going to change the way you
Jason,
feel.
Jason, I've never shut you down before, ever.
Oh,
we have
my
had
gosh.
Conversations.
I don't know if that's true.
Well, if it's in here,
in here
and we're about to go back on the air, I'm like, hey, we probably need to focus on what our show is.
I feel like when I talk to Katie, I'm always trying to appeal to her a little bit.
Well,
not
that's
sure.
on you, man. If you can't handle it,
no,
then...
I don't, because you get so upset. It's okay.
I do.
Katie, okay. Let me ask you this.
You are seriously projecting.
I didn't know you were going to be this aggravating this morning.
He can't handle it. People are mean to him. He does not like it.